So we'll begin chapter 23, Life's Ultimate Goal, Love of Godhead. Chiradadattam nijagupta vittam So prema nama mritamatya udara Apamaram yo vitatara gaura Krishno janebhyastamaham prapadye.
The most munificent Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Gaura Krishna, distributed to everyone, even the lowest of men, his own confidential treasury in the form of the nectar of love of himself and the holy name. This was never given to the people at any time before. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto him.
Okay, so So the Lord has a very similar verse to Rupa Goswami's verse, Anarpi Charim Chirad, Chirad Dattam, Nija Gupta Vittam. Right? So his own confidential treasure, right, the Lord has come to give. And he has given it. So prema namamritam atte udara. The Lord is extremely magnanimous, and he has given this prema through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Right? Nam prema ganthi mala paraila samsare. So is the Lord's unique contribution that he is giving this highest love through the chanting of the holy name. It's not that one just chants the holy name and in general one can attain Vraj Prem. That is not true. But it is a special kind of package, you know, by the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is giving this Nija Gupta Vittam, his own prema, through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord.
Jayo Jayo Gaura Chandra Jayo Nityananda जय द्वैता चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद एबे शुन भक्ति फल प्रेम प्रयोजन यहाँ रस वर्णे हय भक्ति रस ज्ञान.
All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Acharya, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "Now hear, O Sanatan, about the result of devotional service, which is the love of Godhead, life's ultimate goal. One who hears this description will be enlightened in the transcendental mellows of devotional service."
So basically, Suprema is that platform at which one tastes bhakti ras, right? So the tasting of the various mellows actually is experienced at this stage of when one develops one's prema. Right? So text 3 to 8 is a description of the life goal, which is the description, and then gradually how it can be achieved will be described further. But text 3 to 8, just a brief description of prema prayojan.
Krishna rati gaad haile prema avidan, Krishna bhakti rasera ai sthai bhavanam. Shuddha sattva visheshatma prema suryam shusamme bhag ruchibhis chitta marsanya kridaso bhav uchyate.
When affection for Krishna becomes deeper, one attains love of Godhead in devotional service. Such a position is called sthai bhav, permanent enjoyment of the mellows of devotional service to Krishna. When devotional service is executed on the transcendental platform of pure goodness, it is like a sunray of love of Krishna, love for Krishna. At such a time, devotional service causes the heart to be softened by various tastes, and one is then situated in bhava.
Right, so sthayi bhava, that so one can understand that how prema is the sthayi bhava of the spiritual world, you know, sthayi bhava, just like lamentation and illusion is the sthayi bhava of this material world, right? Right, everyone will, you will have, find, everyone has lamentation in this world, you know. You ask somebody, he will have many lamentations. It's a sthayi bhav kind of, and everyone will have that kind of, you know. Similarly, prema is the sthayi bhav of the spiritual world, right? Where bhakti rasa is exchanged continuously. So that prema is sthayi bhav. Okay, we go to text 5. Oh, we already read. You read the translation, right? Yeah. Shuddha Shattva Visheshatma Prema Suryam Chusamme Bhag Ruchi Bhistat Chitta Marsanya Kridaso Bhav Uchate. So he said, we'll read 6. Eidu Ibhavera Sarup Tadastha Lakshan. प्रेमेरा लक्षण एवेशुन सनातन
भावा हैज टू डिफरेंट सिम्टम्स कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल एंड मार्जिनल नाउ माय डियर सनातन लिसन टू द सिम्टम ऑफ लव सिम्टम्स ऑफ लव
ओके सो ए दुई मीन्स इन द अबव वर्स इन टेक्स्ट 5th शुद्ध सत्व विशेष आत्मा इज द Sarup Lakshan of Bhava, Rati, which is just preliminary to Prema. And Ruchibhis Chitta Marsanya is the Tathast, marginal, in the text 5. These two phrases constitute Sarup and marginal characteristic. Experience of the various tastes, etc. is the marginal, and the platform of pure goodness is the Sarup Lakshan. The constitutional lakshan. Okay, now it says, now I will describe the same for prema. Right? Let's briefly, basically, sarup lakshan, constitutional characteristic, and tatast, marginal. Sarup lakshan is the main criteria, basically. And tathastha lakshan may or may not manifest. So the presence of tathastha lakshan doesn't imply the presence of rati or prema. And the absence of tathastha lakshan doesn't negate the absence of rati or prema. Basically, the main point is the sarup lakshan. Tathastha lakshan may be there, may not be there. Right? Even if it manifests, somebody may fake, somebody may imitate, as we know. Even if someone is showing, prema may not be there. The other devotees who may not show, still they may have rati or prema for the Lord. They may not show. So their absence doesn't indicate the absence of prema. Their presence doesn't indicate the tathastha lakshan. Now the point is, sarup lakshan usually are not the lakshan which are easily discernible. Now, tathastha lakshan is something which a person can easily find out, you know. Tathastha lakshan, it's a more observable. But sarup lakshan are not observable, right? So people mostly therefore try to judge a person from tathastha lakshan which are observable. Sarup lakshan not observable. But the point is, sarup lakshan is the main criteria, and tathastha lakshan is not the criteria, right? So therefore, most of the people who just go by externals, they may commit mistake at this platform. Therefore, if you see in Prabhupada, at one place defines, he he defines the pure devotee by, most of the time Prabhupada defines the pure devotee by his constant engagement in devotional service, and not that he, you know, he feels ecstasy, not by the marginal, right? Because marginal is not the main criteria. A person who is constantly engaged in serving Krishna, right, 24 hours a day, Prabhupada again and again defines pure devotee from that, right, that position. So Swarup Lakshan. So Swarup Lakshan are not easily, are not very obvious, but they are the main criteria, right? So therefore, that means one should not just immediately make a judgment from marginal characteristics, as most of the people do. One has to very carefully verify Swarup Lakshan of Rati or Prema. Okay, we go to text 7. Together we can decide. Samyan marsnita swanto mamatva atishayankita bhava saeva sandratma budhe prema nigadyate ananya mamata vishnu mamata prema sangata bhaktiriti uchyate bhishma palad uddhava narada.
When that bhava softens the heart completely, becomes endowed with a great feeling of possessiveness in relation to the Lord, and becomes very much condensed and intensified, it is called prema, love of Godhead, by learned scholars. When one develops an unflinching sense of ownership or possessiveness in relation to Lord Vishnu, or in other words, when one thinks Vishnu and no one else to be the only object of love, such an awakening is called bhakti by exalted persons like Bhishma, Prahlad, Uddhava and Narada.
Okay, so we go to 9. So now, after having defined the preliminary stage bhava and the next stage of prema, now he begins, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins, in 8 verses 9 to 16 he describes the gradual development of bhava leading to prema. Right? So the 8 verses, beginning with Shraddha, right? Those very famous stages. So we'll recite the verses. कौन भाग्य कौन जीवेरा श्रद्धा यदि है तबे सही जीव साधु संग जे करे साधु संग हैते है श्रवण कीर्तन साधन भक्ति है सर्वनार्थ निवर्तन अनर्थ निवृत्ति हैले भक्त निष्ठा है निष्ठा हैते श्रवणादे रुचि उपजय रुचि हैते भक्ते है आसक्ति प्रचुर आसक्ति हैते चित्ते जन्मे कृष्ण प्रीत्यंकुर सही भाव गाढ़ हैले धरे प्रेम नाम सही प्रेम प्रयोजन सर्वानंद धाम.
If by good fortune a living entity develops faith in Krishna, he begins to associate with devotees. When one is encouraged in devotion service by the association of devotees, one becomes free from all unwanted contamination by following the regulative principle and chanting and hearing. When one is freed from all unwanted contaminations, he advances with firm faith. When firm faith in devotion service awakens, a taste for hearing and chanting also awakens. After taste is awakened, a deep attachment arises, and from that attachment the seed of love for Krishna grows in the heart. When that ecstatic emotion stage intensifies, it is called love of Godhead. Such love is life's ultimate goal and the reservoir of all pleasure.
Okay, so these are 9 stages, but it's not that they are discrete stages While a person has ruchi, still he may have some anarthad and he may be getting free from anarthad and sakti has begun to develop. And as his taste is cultivated, anarthas are going away, asakti is increasing. You know, so like that, it's not just one step after another in that, it's a not a distinct as such, right? But it gradually develops like that. So these nine stages have been described from Shraddha to Prema. Right? They are explained also. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has summarized that, this gradual process, and Prabhupada has given that in the purport. Right? We recite now 14-15 verses. These have been summarized, right, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in these two verses. आदो श्रद्धा तथा साधु संगत भजन क्रिया ततो नर्तम नृत्य स्या ततो निष्ठा रुचिस्तथा अथ आसक्ति ततो भावस्तथा प्रेम अभ्युदंचति साधकानाम यम प्रेमना प्रादुर्भावे भवेत् क्रम.
In the beginning there must be faith. Then one becomes interested in association of with pure devotees. Thereafter, one is initiated by a spiritual master and execute the regulative principles under his orders. Thus, one is freed from all unwanted habits and becomes firmly fixed in devotional service. Thereafter, one develops taste and attachment. That is the way of sadhana bhakti, the execution of devotional service according to the regulative principles. Gradually, emotions intensify. And finally, there is an awakening of love. This is the gradual development of love of Godhead for the devotee interested in Krishna consciousness.
Okay, so you should memorize this verse 14-15, very important verse. Right? This gives the kram, the sequence. This is the sequence in which it happens. Right? This is the sequence in which it happens. A verse of Bhagavatam is quoted to again elaborate, to show the sequence. Right? Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti hritkannarasayana katha tajoshanada shubhavarga vartmani saddharatir bhaktir anukramishyati.
The spiritually powerful message of Godhead can be properly discussed only in a society of devotees. And it is greatly pleasing to hear in that association. If one hears from devotees, the way of transcendental experience quickly opens. And gradually one attains firm faith that in due course develops into attraction and devotion.
Right, so if you see, this verse has been quoted to again show the kram. Right, so anukramishyati, the word kram is the common thing. The whole kram is shown, the whole sequence is shown in the nine stages. Right. So as a person is walking on apavarga vartmani, the path of liberation, the path of Krishna consciousness, what all he should expect to experience actually, right? So these see these things as what all you will experience on this path, right? While you're walking on the path of Krishna consciousness, you'll experience freedom from the anarthas, development of taste, attachment, right, and like that, all these things up to prema. Right? So, if you want, you can also see all the nine stages in this verse. Right, you have to see where are the hidden kind of, right, satam prasangan. Right. It's very clear, somewhere very clear, it's a sadhu sangh, right? Mama virya samvido, so the sadam prasangan, and in the last verse, shuddha ratir bhaktir unukramishyati, it is summarized, you know. So sadam prasangan, within that it is the shraddha, you know, by faith one starts associating. Mama virya samvido, then a person hears, bhajan kriya is indicated. Then bhavanti, Hrit Kanna Rasayana Katha, right? So within that second line, the Nishtha and Ruchi is indicated, right? Tad Joshana, that cultivation, right? If a person continues to cultivate, right? or probably tajjoshana, that means anarth samriddhi will continue, right? Or anarth samriddhi is going on, tajjoshana, ashu, apavarga vartmani. Prabhupada gives a very beautiful meaning of apavarga vartmani over here. The way of transcendental experience quickly open, right? So the asakti and bhav, you can say, which are also integrated in the next line, right? So here, right, way of transcendental experience, you can say asakti, right? Apavarga vartmani, he is walking on this path and he experiences that asakti toward the Lord. And then ratir and bhakti, that bhakti means prema, the last line of that, shraddha ratir bhakti ranu kramishyati. Rati is bhav, as we know. So starting with shraddha, development up to bhav, and that bhakti is a prema. And bhakti denotes prema. Yeah, rati is a bhav. So you can see all the nine actually mapping to this verse, you know. So some are obvious, some are not. But it gives the, yeah, this is a kram, this is a sequence, anukramishyati. Okay, so now text 17 to 38 is symptoms of bhava bhakti. यहारा हृदय भावंकुर है ताहते एतेक चिन्ह सर्वशास्त्रे कहे.
If one actually has a seed of transcendental emotion in his heart, the symptom will be visible in his activities. That is the verdict of all revealed scriptures.
Okay, so we'll recite this very important verse again from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Shantiravyarthakalatvam viraktirmana shunyata asha bandha samutkanta namagane sadaruchihi asakti stadgunakyane priti stadvasati sthale iti yadayanu bhavasyur jata bhavankure jane.
When the seed of ecstatic emotion for Krishna fructifies, the following nine symptoms manifest in one's behavior. Forgiveness, concern that the time should not be wasted, detachment, absence of false prestige, hope, eagerness, a taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord, attachment to the description of transcendental qualities of the Lord, and affection for those places where the Lord resides, that is, a temple or a holy place like Vrindavan. These are all called anubhava, subordinate signs of ecstatic emotions. They are visible in a person in whose heart the seed of love of God has begun to fructify.
Okay, so said these symptoms will be visible in a person in whose heart the seed of the bhava is beginning to grow, right? I said a person, he is developing asakti. As his attachment grows, the bhava also just begin to manifest. And then when the bhav fully manifests and intensifies, that is prema. So when there is just the beginning of some symptom of bhav, these nine symptoms are visible in that person. Right? This is an important verse. Kshantir. Shantir is, Prabhupada says here, forgiveness. At other places, Prabhupada has also translated shanti as tolerance of provoking situation. Shantir. Avyarthakalatvam. Right, the time should not be wasted. The person is very cautious, so he is very forgiving and tolerating. He ensures that his time is not wasted at all. Virakti, right? Detachment from anything that does not enhance his Krishna consciousness. Virakti, man shunyata, absence of false prestige, doesn't desire any respect for himself. Asha bandha. Right? He is always having strong hope, samutkantha, eagerness to hear about Krishna, to serve Him. Naam gaane sada ruchihi, taste for always chanting the holy names. आसक्ति तद गुण आख्याने देर नाइन क्षांतिर इज फर्स्ट अव्यर्थ कालत्व में सेकेंड विरक्तिर इज थर्ड मान शून्यता फोर्थ आशाबद्ध फिफ्थ समुत्कंठा सिक्स्थ नाम गाने सदारुचि सेवंथ आसक्ति तद गुण आख्याने अटैचमेंट टू ग्लोरीफाई कृष्णा दैट इज द एट्थ प्रीति तद वसति स्थले एंड इंक्लिनेशन और स्ट्रॉन्ग डिजायर टू रिसाइड तद वसति स्थले इन द लॉर्ड्स होली प्लेस सो दीज आर विजिबल अ पर्सन भाव अंकुरे जने विद द फ्रक्टिफिकेशन ऑफ द भाव इन द पर्सन हार्ट ओके सो ईच वन इज एक्सप्लेन्ड बाय गिविंग एग्जाम्पल ईच वन इज एक्सप्लेन्ड बाय गिविंग अ स्क्रिप्चुरल एग्जाम्पल सो इट्स अ क्वाइट अ ब्यूटिफुल एक्सप्लेनेशन यस या अनर्थ वृत्ति कंटिन्यूज अप टू द स्टेज ऑफ भाव राइट अप टू द स्टेज ऑफ भाव दैट्स व्हाट वी हैव हर्ड सो व्हेन द प्रेमा बिगिंस दैट मीन्स ही इज एक्चुअली फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल द अनर्थास Yeah, so these are all tatastha lakshanas only. Right? But these lakshanas are especially a person may mistake in tatastha lakshana of a premi bhakta. So there's more caution is more there. You know, swarup has to be seen. But actually, when there is a practicing devotee. By these lakshanas one can see actually, right? So these lakshanas are the lakshana which are given, like the first lakshana of prema is you know various kind of actions and all that they can be faken up, but not these ones here. You know? So these are more or less also guiding principles. You cannot fake up. You know, person is always very careful. His time is not wasted, and all these things are there, right? But still. Still a person, it has to be seen that he has the right motivation, right? Sometime, at least in the South India Mahaprabhu's tour, the person who was assisting Gopal Bhatt Goswami, a Ram Bhakta, he was always chanting the holy name of the Lord, very careful, everything, you know, most of the symptoms were there. But still the definition itself was not correct. Now we are saying those who are cultivating pure devotional service, the right definition is, the definition should be correct first of all. He knows what is pure devotional service, right, as per Rupa Goswami. A person who is aspiring for pure devotional service or executing, practicing pure devotional service, in him, if you are seeing these symptoms, these are the beginning of bhava. Right, if a person it is manifesting these nine symptoms. Right? So that is the beginning of the bhava. Or basically, rather than judging, you know, one can see these and practice these in order to develop bhava. Other way around, we are going. Right? This is, one should practice tolerance, forgiveness, practicing avartha kalatvam, practice virakti. Rather than judging, you know, somebody on this, you know, who has who and all that, you know. Mainly, You practice and to develop bhava also. The other way around we can see that. Right? But these are quite observable. And if you see, you can also see that a devotee is advancing nicely. Now we are saying within the practitioner, you are seeing these symptoms. Within yourself also, you should know that it's a symptom of making advancement. Right? Nicely. So these are important symptoms. So each one is explained very nicely. Right, these nine symptoms. Text 20. Aina vapritiyankura yara chitte haye. Prakirta shobe tara shobha nahi haye.
If love for Krishna in a seedling state has fructified in one's heart, one is not agitated by material things.
together we'll recite 21. Tammopayatam pratiyantu vipra ganga cha devi dhrita chittamishe dijopasrishta kuhuka sakshakova dashattalam gayata vishnugatha.
O Brahmana, just accept me as a completely surrendered soul, and let Mother Ganges, the representative of the Lord, also accept me in that way, for I have already taken the lotus feet of Lord into my heart. Let the snake bird or whatever magical thing the Brahmana created bite me at once. I only desire that you all continue singing the deeds of Lord Vishnu.
So text 20 is talking about Kshantir. A person is not, he can tolerate any agitating situation, including impending death here. Maharaj Parikshit is not, he's not shob. Shob means agitated by even a very extreme circumstance, right? Impending death is a person, it's not easy to take in, a person can't keep his mental equilibrium, suddenly it's very difficult actually, right? But Maharaj Parikshit says, dhrita chittam ishe, my chitta is not now fixed upon the Lord, right? We know extremely difficult to fix chitta during the time of death. But Maharaj Parikshit, so therefore this is shown, that this symptom is shown in the, giving the example of Maharaj Parikshit. Now Maharaj Parikshit is actually not just Priti Ankur is taking place, he is much advanced devotee, the Paramhamsa as we know. But then he is exhibiting this symptom here. So his example is shown to explain this symptom of bhav. Right? So a premi bhakta, he will have all the symptom of bhav because he is the highest stage. Right? Higher stage will include all the symptom of the lower stage. So not to say that Parikshit Maharaj is just developing, but to just illustrate this symptom, explain, his example is given. Right? So Maharaj Parikshit was undisturbed, right? In the face of death. That is, this is example of Kshantir, the first. Right? So what we'll do, we'll study one example and recite the verse again. Right? So after an example, after studying one, we will recite the verse.
Kshantiravyarthakalatvam viraktirmanashunyata ashabaddhasamutkanta namagane sadaruchihi saktistadgunakhyane pritistadvasatistale itiyadyanubhavasyur jatabhavankure janah.
Okay, so Kshantiravyarthakalatvam, next is Avyarthakalatvam.
Krishna samandhavina kalavyarthanahiyaye.
Not a moment should be lost. Every moment should be utilized for Krishna or connected with Him.
Avarthakalattam. The example given is, of verse given is text 23 from Hari Bhakti Shudodaya.
Vagbhi stuvanto manasasmarantas tanva navantapanisham natripta bhaktashamannetra jalasamagram ayur harereva samarpayanti.
With their words they offer prayers to the Lord. With their minds, they always remember the Lord. With their bodies, they offer obeisances to the Lord. Despite all these activities, they are still not satisfied. This is the nature of pure devotees. Shedding tears from their eyes, they dedicate their whole lives to the Lord's service.
Okay, so this verse is from Hari Bhakti Shudaya, found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That means some Puranic verse, right, which shows that how devotee is constantly engaged without wasting any time. Ayur hare, full life, eva samarpayanti. Right? So we were just discussing how Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is quite a unique literature. In the sense, there are literature which are compositions, and there are other literature which are compilation. Right? Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there are lot of his own composition as well as lot of compilation. He has taken many verses, right? Similarly, Chaitanya Charitamrita is similar. There is original his composition, plus he has compiled it also, taken so many references from all the Goswami literatures and other Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Karnamrita, so many of them, Brahma Samhita, right? So it is the composition and compilation, both that way. So sometimes the source of some verse is not known, so then Prabhupada just says it is included in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Right? Bhakti Rupa Goswami has included this verse. Like that. Okay, so we will just discuss some other examples also. Right? So Kshantir here is saying his mind is fixed upon Krishna, he is undisturbed in the face of a very difficult circumstance. Any other example? Parikshit Maharaj example is given for Kshantir. Any other example of Kshantir?
Ambarish
striking. Ambarish Maharaj. Yes, Ambarish Maharaj was undisturbed when there was that fiery demon created by Durvasa. Right? Any other example? Prahlad Maharaj was also undisturbed in his remembrance. Prahlad Maharaj was definitely, yes. Vritrasur was undisturbed. Right? Vritrasur was undisturbed. Even Chitraketu Maharaj, when he was cursed, right? Lord Shiva glorified him. What is the verse? Narayana para sarve na kutashchan bhibbiti sarga pavarga narakeshu abitulya artha darshina. Right? Abitulya artha darshina. So, they were not disturbed. Right? Shantir. So, one example is given, but we see that these devotees exhibited that. Right? Yeah, Haridas Thakur example is also there. Right? Haridas Thakur was just always, even when he was being beaten up, he was chanting the holy name and praying for them. Right? Not at all his chitta was, and he showed in his chitta. Like that. So many examples are there. And any good example of Krishna sambandh vina kyal avirth nahi hai.
Gopis blinking of eyes for Brahma, they are cursing.
Okay, right, yeah. Right. That's a very high example. Yes.
Bhagavatam and Sisi and all this.
Right. Avirtha kalatvam. How we can cultivate? Avirtha kalatvam, you are saying? Okay. For each, how to cultivate? In our life also, you are saying some example? Yes. Oh, okay. you can share one tip. You know, we'll have share some example. You will share about some tip about cultivating tolerance, shanti.
Devotees give examples very easily.
It's nice
to
know if you can have some. anyone wants to share some tip about Prabhupada that said something or you read something, how one can cultivate this quality of kshantir?
By remembering the good things that others did to us, gratitude.
That is gratitude. Kshantir means not being disturbed in a very trying circumstance. Not being disturbed in a very trying circumstance. Right? Like Maharaj says, one greatness has to be estimated by how one, that is kshantir, you know, how one tolerates provoking situation.
We have seen the Lord showing that quality.
Yeah.
Pure devotee showing
that quality. Showing that quality.
Now we have to find out how we can do
how
it.
How we can do it. Yes, you are saying by associating with the devotees who have the qualities. Basically, the tip which I just come to my mind is repeatedly discussing that how extreme circumstance they tolerated, and how miserably I failed in a small circumstance. Agitating. Like when we will fail again and again. When we fail to practice Shantir, we will see, you know, some small thing, we just pass a loose comment, some small thing, we become agitated and we may, you know, think bad of somebody, right? Some small thing. It happens, right, often. So when that happen, we should then reflect upon we should try to compare that how miserably I failed and what is the actually standard, you know. So by that and, you know, by taking a lesson at that time, we should contemplate upon the importance of this quality and make a prayer to the Lord that actually I miserably failed, you know, I should not have done it. So that is one thing which, one tip comes to my mind. You know, practical level, you know, we'll see, we will fail miserably, identify that and relate it to the example of, you know, Chitraketu Maharaj being cursed, you know, to become a demon, right? Now, my chappal is only little bit, you know, missing and, you know, sometimes, you know, it happens, you know, but I am become too disturbed, you know, by somehow, you know, it happens, you know, that not everything goes as per my plan. I will become too disturbed, you know. Like one devotee I heard from on a chappal stall, he said, "Kaun leke gaya chappal? Aaj uska aisa purification karunga." You know, it is like another example of devotee Ramanujacharya showed, you know, how the sadhus were disturbed by their copin missing from their rope line. Dhanurdas, you know, whereas, you know, all the ornaments and all that, you know, everything belongs for the service of the Lord, right? So basically we will see that the point is we will surely miserably fail. We have to recognize that failure and then come back to this all the example once again and see their level and see our level and then take one step, resolve that I will not do the same thing again, at least, you know. I will have fail again, but not in this way. At least, you know, when next time a chappal is missing, I will say, fine, you know, I will walk bare feet, I will tolerate it, you know. Just giving a small example, you know, from my, just, on this, oh my God, we will not complete if the question you ask, all the questions little later, you know. So we'll complete at least another scripture example and a little tip, you know, we all common. So we'll complete the 9. This is the target for today. We are supposed to complete the whole chapter, but we will complete only 1/4 of the chapter, looks like. Anyway, so we'll have to go ahead. So we have complete Shantir, right? So now avirtha kalatvam Krishna sambandh vina kal avirtha nahi jaye, right? And we see the example of this verse is given the devotee, you know, with all the time he is engaged. Well, Ambarish Maharaj example comes also, you know, in that sense. And Prabhupada actually gives example of Parikshit Maharaj for avirtha kalatvam, right? Why? Because the same verse, actually each verse can have show maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 up to 9, right? In the tam mopayatum pratiyantu vipra, Parikshit Maharaj shows that he is not disturbed by this, but he also shows the Shattalam Gayada Vishnu Gatha. He said, "You please," no, he says, when the sages are assembled, they were all saying to Parikshit Maharaj, some of them mentioned in Mahabharata, that you don't have to worry, we will be able to counteract. You know, we have some powers to counteract. Parikshit Maharaj said, "Don't waste time in all the fruitless talk. Let the Krishna Gatha begin." You know, how to counteract. So one should not waste time in counteracting or adjusting material circumstances. He said, "Now my mind is fixed. Let not a moment go, you know, without discussing of Krishna Katha." Prabhupada talks about avartha kalatvam in this regard also. Prabhupada gives the example of Parikshit Maharaj for avartha kalatvam. So Parikshit Maharaj example applies to both Kshantir and avartha kalatvam. And to many others also it will apply. But we are trying to discuss more example, a more prominent one from different points of view, right? But you will be able to see all example will show multiple of the 9 symptoms, not just one. right? Avartakalatvam. So basically, yeah, so Parikshit Maharaj example is there. Ambarish Maharaj all the time, you know, engage in pure devotional service. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, you said, Srila Prabhupada, right? Avartakalatvam. So, yeah, so one example which we can emulate comes to my mind, a practical tip, you know. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he was doing Shat Koti Naam Yagya, chanting 1 billion holy names, which lasted for 10 years, during which he was writing also, meeting guests also, seeing to the development of Gaudiya Math also. He would sit in one thatched cottage and chant day and night. And one, when rain would fall, he would just hold umbrella and just continue chanting, you know. he said, no, why waste time in repairing the thatched roof, you know, and all that, you know. It's quite a, so therefore many times we become caught up by some temporary material circumstance and we try to adjust the circumstance and gradually we have to leave that circumstance anyway, you know. You're getting the point. You may have been, yeah, you know. So avartakalatvam. Don't waste time in trying to adjust material circumstances, because ultimately that circumstance will change in due course of time. Like I give you my own example. You know, earlier when I joined the ashram, locker. You know, you were given one locker. And I would, you know, arrange the locker, put some additional accessories, some racks, some partitions, you know, made it different partitions, and I would spend good amount of time to arrange everything very nicely. And then after, you know, 6 months, 1 year, they say, chalo, niche chalo locker. You know? So, you know, it happens. You say, hey, itna time kharab kiya re, aise kaise saman, you know. Udhar hi, wohi circumstances mein jitna best adjust hota kar lene ka, you know. उतना ये रैक लाओ ये लाओ मैंने आई यूज्ड टू कॉल कारपेंटर एंड सेड मेक दिस पार्टीशन यू नो दिस इज फॉर टॉयलेटरी एंड अबव दैट इज सम मोर स्पेस एडजस्ट दैट सो खाली पीली इतना टाइम खराब किया चलो अभी लॉकर चेंज हो गया सिमिलरली मेकिंग दिस बॉडी यू नो वी हैव टू सिचुएट द बॉडी राइटली बट समटाइम वी स्पेंड सो मच टाइम मेकिंग द बॉडी कंफर्टेबल बट वी हैव टू लीव दिस बॉडी जस्ट लाइक आवर लॉकर. So therefore, you know, let not so much time be wasted in the bodily, you know, situating the bodily very nicely, making sure, sometimes we are too perfectionist about, you know, how things should happen. And we spend time, much more time than required on a body, on the bodily platform or things related to the body. But that should be minimized. You know, I give you quite a extreme example, you know. He didn't even waste time in this thatched roof, you know. Just hold an umbrella, you know, the minimum, you know, opening umbrella doesn't take much time. Although inconvenient, but not wasting time. Right? So we can take a step toward that. Avartakalatvam. Why waste time in just trying to adjust material circumstance? We go to third symptom. What is the third? We'll decide the verse to find the third.
शान्तिरव्यर्थकालत्वं विरक्तिर्मानशून्यता आशाबद्धसमुत्कण्ठा नामगाने सदा रुचिः आसक्तितद्गुणाख्याने प्रीतिस्तद्वसतिस्थले इति आद्यनुभावास्युर्जातभावङ्कुरे जने.
टेक्स्ट 24. भुक्तिसिद्धि इन्द्रियार्थ तारे नाहि भाये.
In the material field, people are interested in material enjoyment, mystic power and sense gratification. But these things do not appeal to the devotees of at all.
25. Yodustajan dara sutan suhrid rajyam ridhi sprisha joho yujay vamalvad uttam shloka lalasa.
King Bharat was very eager to attain the association of Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, who is called Uttam Shloka because poems and prayers are offered to him for his favor. In his youth, King Bharat gave up his attractive wife and children, as well as his beloved friends and opulent kingdom, just as one gives up stool after passing it.
Joho yuyav malvad, virakti. Right? So just like one becomes detached from the stool after passing it. Right? No one feel the loss. Right? So, therefore, devotee is virakti, you know, all material things, you know, he readily gives up for service of Krishna. Or to cultivate Krishna consciousness fully. Yo duste jandara sudan. Bharat Mara example is given. Right? So, any other example of virakti you can think of? Raghunath Das Goswami, totally virakt. Yes. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Right? All the Goswamis has been glorified. Taktva Atun Namashesha Mandal Pati. Right? All the six Goswamis are a very good example of this. They gave up all the great wealth and everything. Right? Huh? Sorry?
It's very difficult to give up. Durjara Greha
Shankhala. Durjara Greha Shankhala, right.
Na pare ham niravadya samyajan
swasadhu. About the gopis. Na pare ham. Right? Yeah. They gave up all the various attachments which are difficult to give up in this world. Especially the Goswami's example is very relevant for us. Right? And, Hridhi Sprisha, right?
One should consider them as stumbling blocks in the path of spiritual life.
Yeah.
So my quick question to you is how to develop detachment in such a way that we just don't give it up physically, but we actually consider them stumbling blocks and we give them up wholeheartedly, you know?
Well, I would just share a small thing. You can also share. I would say that we have to utilize many things in the service of Krishna because we are on the path of Yukta Vairagya. But at times we should give them up. You know, especially during the morning program. You know, sometimes it's the mind who says this, etc. At the time of your study, you know, you keep it aside. You give it up, you know. Just like I give you one small example which I just witnessed. One devotee was reading Srimad Bhagavatam and in the temple hall, and every 5-10 minutes phone would ring, and almost 1 hour passed, and another very senior devotee observed that 1 hour he has not turned one page also, you know, because, you know, see, phone is ringing, he gives some good advice, how to practice Krishna consciousness, how to manage this, that, everything. So this devotee was very senior. He said, I want to give you one advice. You can keep this phone in your locker for 1 hour and read peacefully 1 hour Srimad Bhagavatam. And surely you will not lose anything. Rather, you will only gain. Right? No mismanagement will take place in the base. You know, and nothing, no loss will be there. Only gain will be there. I assure you. Please follow my advice here, right? I heard you giving many advices yourself on the phone. Now please hear one advice of mine. You know, he was in a joking way also, he's very senior also. He actually spoke up, right? Virakti mana shunyata. We have to exhibit, you know, when we are with Krishna, you know, you keep the phone, you know, switch it off. And, you know, sometimes you may be worried, but, you know, who will make my plate if I am Lord in bhakti? Practice virakti, Krishna will, you know, sometimes he said, who will do at this point, it's very critical, what will happen, you know, practice virakti, you just keep your phone switch off, you chant at this point of time, you hear Bhagavatam, exhibit some virakti at certain times when you are, especially during the morning program, I would say, right, keep the, unless you have been specifically instructed by the authorities, which is most of the time not, keep your mobile phone switch off during the entire morning program. I personally practice, you know. Even Gaurangpuru sometimes calls and say, morning, tomorrow phone. I said, Prabhu, I usually switch it on around 9:30. He said, fine. You know, he sometimes called me before 9:30. I was not available. And I told him, I switch my mobile phone on at 9:30. And most of the devotees who call me, they know that 9:30 I'm not available on the phone. Something emergency there, they call somebody else then, you know. So that means it's censored out. Only in emergency they will, otherwise they will be fine after 9:30 also, okay, you know, nothing emergency. Right? So we have to learn, we have to, you know, similarly avoiding all the distractions in that way. Right? When we are with Krishna, we should try to practice that. That is my once small experience I shared. Right? You like to share here, Prabhu? Anything also brilliant. Practical?
Very brilliant.
Okay, so this is a virakti of Bharat Maharaj given. Okay, what is the next? We will recite the verse. Okay, after virakti, the fourth. Shantir avyartha kalvattam viraktir manu shunyata asha bandha samutkanta namagane sadaruchihi asaktistad guna akhyane pritistad vasati sthale iti adyanu bhavasyur jat bhavankure jane. Okay, so that next is manu shunyata. मानशून्यता विरक्तिर मानशून्यता फोर्थ वन सर्वतम अपना के हीन करी माने सेट द नेक्स्ट वर्स आल्सो हरोरतिम वहन्नेशा नरेंद्रा नाम चिकामणि भिक्षा मटन नरीपुरे शोपाकाम अपि वंदते
ऑल्दो अ प्योर डिवोटी स्टैंडर्ड इज अबव ऑल ही स्टिल कंसीडर्स हिमसेल्फ टू बी इन द लोअर स्टेज ऑफ लाइफ. Bharat Maharaj always carried affection for Krishna within his heart. Although Bharat Maharaj was the crown jewel of kings, he was still wandering about and begging alms in the city of his enemies. He was even offering respects to chandalas, low-class men who eat dogs.
Right, so this is the Manashunyata. Manashunyata. Example of Bharat Maharaj from Padma Purana is given. Right, harurtim vahanesha. He was carrying affection of the Lord within his heart, and just begging in the kingdom of his enemies, right? Giving up a sense of false pride completely, and offering respects to even those who were chandalas, low class, right? Offering respects to all. So, yeah, so this is also a very beautiful quality, right? Manashunyata. Practical thing about Manashunyata is, let's first discuss some other example, what comes to your mind, Manashunyata. Some other scriptural example. Yeah, Avanti Brahmana, he actually practiced Manashunyata. Krishna glorifies him for that, right? Krishna says, he tolerated all insults and practice. People would insult him, he would tolerate all insult. Right? First was the tolerance of a very dangerous, difficult circumstance. This is specially in respect to tolerance of insult. Right? If someone insults, yeah, Manashunyata. Avanti Brahmana is a good example. Any other example of Manashunyata? Okay, Rishabh Dev, right? Anything from CC you just read? Sorry? Manashunyata, right? Yeah, Haridas Thakur. He was offering respects to all and okay, yeah, in that way. They didn't want any credit. Gopal Bhatt Goswami and Loknath Goswami. Right. Yeah. Right? So even Rupa Goswami, when Valva Bhatta, you see most of the Brahmanas, they develop pride in their Brahmanical, you know, qualification. So when Valva Bhatta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very respectful to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and along with him were Rupa Goswami and Anupama also. So when Mahaprabhu introduced Rupa Goswami to Valva Bhatta, Valva Bhatta went towards them, you know, and they immediately went back and they said, "We are very foreign, please don't touch us, yeah? You will be contaminated," right? Although they were the associates of Mahaprabhu, you know, very close associates, but they didn't expect any respect, right? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was extremely pleased by that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately told Valva Bhatta, "No, you are a very pure Brahmana, please don't touch them." He was very pleased by their, you know, that way, Man Shunyata, we just read, right? It's part of the humility. It's part of the humility also, Man Shunyata. Right? It comes within that context only, within the same verse, right? Amanina man dena, man shunyata. So, basically, one small thing, one practical application, how we can practice man shunyata is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say that those who criticize me are my friends. And those who flatter me are my enemies. So if any time a person sometimes speaks a little ill of you, little harshly to you, right? You should appreciate that behavior. You should become appreciative of that dealing, you know, that this person is actually my friend. This person is actually my friend. He knows all others, you know, are in illusion about my status, right? And so am I also. But here is one person who truly sees, you know, things as it is. So he would say, yeah, anyone who criticizes me is my friend. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, man shunyata. We should appreciate that behavior, right? If anyone speaks harshly ill of us, criticize us, right? That should be taken well from anyone, right? So basically, also when you go out and continue preach to new people and all that, you will see many people criticize the preacher, right? Many people criticize the preacher and all that. So you have, in preaching, especially to the new people, when you go and touch new people and you are forced to practice this man shunyata, right? You are forced to practice this man shunyata. This is the fourth one, right? Okay, we'll have to go ahead. Which is the next? We will recite the verse. Shantir avyartha kalatvam viraktir man shunyata asha bandhasam utkanta namagane sadaruchihi आसक्ति सद्गुणाख्याने प्रीतिस्तद्वसति स्थले इति आद्यनुभावास्युर् जात भावंकुरे जने. सो आशाबद्ध आशाबंध, राइट? दैट इज एक्सप्लेन्ड. कृष्णा कृपा करीबेन दृढ़ करी जाने. नेक्स्ट वर्स विल रिसाइट. ना प्रेमा श्रवणादि भक्तिरपि वा योगो अथवा वैष्णवो ज्ञानं वा शुभकर्म वा कियदहो सज्जातिरप्यस्ति वा हीनार्थादिक साधके त्वयि तथा अप्यच्छेद मूल सति हे गोपी जन वल्लभ्य वथ्यते हा हा मदाशैव माम.
ओ माय लॉर्ड, आई डू नॉट हैव एनी लव फॉर यू नॉर एम आई क्वालिफाइड फॉर डिस्चार्जिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस बाय चैंटिंग एंड हियरिंग नॉर डू आई पोसेस द मिस्टिक पावर ऑफ वैष्णवा knowledge or pious activities, nor do I belong to a very high caste family. On the whole, I do not possess anything. Still, O beloved of the gopis, because you bestow your mercy on the most fallen, I have unbreakable hope that is constantly in my heart. That hope is always giving me pain.
So, actually this Asha Bandh, this is a differentiating factor between humility and self-pity. You know, a person who is humble, he has a very strong hope. He is very optimistic. Actually, humility means optimism. Self-pity means pessimism. So this is one of the factor. Because he has a strong hope and strong faith that Krishna will surely be merciful. Right? That is Asha Bandha. Any example? A person having... Mukunda, this is a very striking example. Right? He was rejected by the Lord, but when he told that he will be accepted, he had that strong hope, and the Lord was so pleased at Asha Bandha. Right? And Haridas Thakur also says one verse to the Lord. He says, Bhakta Avasamuit. He says, Bhakta Vatsal Tumi Mui Bhakta Bhas. Right? He says, my Lord, you are Bhakta Vatsal, I am Bhakta Bhas, I am not a devotee. But still, I hope you will fulfill my desire. You know, although I am a Bhakta Vas only, I am an imitation or a shadow devotee, but I am practicing devotee, still you will fulfill my desire. And what was the desire? That I want to leave. There he submits, right? So he hopes that that hope he exhibits over there. Right? King Pratap Rudra Maharaj, right, he always hoped against hope, right? Although he was not in success, but he still maintained. Right, that is also a good example, Maharaj Pratap Rudra. Or his example can be cited. I wrote about his example in the next. His eagerness, right? He had hope, but he was eager to receive Mahaprabhu's mercy, right? And he continued hope against hope. So both places, right? Rupa Goswami. They were always hoping to receive the mercy of the Lord, right? Right. Prabhupada also. Yeah. Hey, Lota Baba is a very good example. Right? That like strikingly it comes out. Right? Lota Baba. Shabari also, you know. That, gopis, Krishna, they are saying that we are keeping our, we are alive only because of the hope we are having in the promise. Right, that way the gopis also, right? See, they are feeling the hoping because they are unable to give up the life, so their pain is continuing. So in separation is even the pain, but in hope they are not able to give up their life. So that hope is giving the pain. Understanding the point. That hope is giving the pain, is actually separation is giving the pain. But in separation, a devotee wants to give up the life. But because of the hope, Krishna will be merciful, he is not able to give up the life. So therefore, that hope is giving the pain. It's an indirect connection. Okay, so like that. So basically, we in our devotional life, practically, although we said example, we should cultivate strong hope on the words of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada has promised anyone who chants 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles, serves, right, as a mood of servant of the servants. Basically, he does his best. Prabhupada said, I will take him back home, back to Godhead. He will go back home, back to Godhead. That Prabhupada has promised that. Right? So therefore, on the promise of pure devotees, we should have strong hope. Actually, as far as when a devotee looks at him, you know, when look at him, there is no hope, total hopelessness, right? When I look at my ability, there is total hopelessness. But when I see the ability of Krishna or the ability of the pure devotees, right? Their words, the potency of their words, I should have strong hope. Right? So therefore, we should have strong hope in the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Right? That hope we should cultivate again and again and never become hopeless in whatever may happen. Right? Remembering the words of Prabhupada, we should go on. That surely we will achieve the goal of life no matter the whatever may be the difficulties. Right? Okay, so that is about the hope. Then next is Samutkantha. Shantir avyartha kalatvam viraktir mana shunyata आशा बंधा समुत्कंठा नाम गाने सदा रुचि
आसक्तिस्तद्गुणाख्याने प्रीतिस्तद्वसतिस्थले इति आद्यनुभावास्युर्जाद्भावंकुरे जने.
The separation will feel pain. So in the pain, a devotee, the pain is so much that a devotee wants to give up his life, unable to tolerate the pain. But the asha that Krishna will be merciful and he will obtain Krishna's association, that doesn't give him, that doesn't let him give up his life. So therefore, it's mentioned over here, the hope, that hope is always giving me pain in the translation of 29. So that asha that Krishna will be merciful and he will come back, that hope is giving pain. That hope is actually not directly giving pain, but separation is giving pain, but the hope is not allowing him to give up that life and be freed from the pain. So therefore it is mentioned. Yeah, the pain of separation continues. So therefore the hope rooted in Krishna mercy gives the devotee, he continues that pain. So therefore it is mentioned.
Actually, a similar point I heard that the Vrijabasis maintain their life so that when Krishna comes, they will be available to serve him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if they die, Krishna will come and say, hey, everybody is dead. So they don't want to.
Yeah, they continue to tolerate that pain. Right?
And he doesn't come also, so that pain continues.
That pain continues in the hope of that Krishna will come. So that pain continues. Huh? Yes. Actually, as we said, the more than the sense gratification, the hope of sense gratification is detrimental because that continues samsara. Then, even the more than the mercy, the hope in mercy should not go. You know, we should have more faith in. We should always hope for the Krishna's mercy. So I would say that the hope of mercy on the other side is very important. Our hope should maintain. Right?
I heard Maharaj saying, he said once, in hopelessness we can find hope if we turn towards Krishna.
Okay, in hopelessness. Yeah, so basically another way of saying that, always have hope in Krishna. Turn to Krishna and find hope in Krishna. Right? In material world there is always hopelessness. As far as our ability is concerned, there is hopelessness. Right? As for our ability, for when we are actually focusing on our abilities and trying to ourselves adjust the things, we will be hopeless. This material world, material energy will make us hopeless. But Krishna, the hope centered around Krishna is Asha Bandh. Nice statement of Maharaj. Yeah? Yeah. Okay, right. So, yeah, that's the point of hopeness. Now, Samutkantha we are discussing. Samutkantha, we recited the verse. And we recited the text 30th. Samutkantha hai sada lalasa pradhan. We'll recite the next verse also. Tachayashavam tribhavanam adbhutamitya vehi machapalam chatavava mamavadigamyam tat kim karomi viralam murali vilasi mugdam mukham bhujam udikshitum ikshanabhyam.
O Krishna, O flute player, the sweetness of your early age is wonderful within these three worlds. You know my unsteadiness and I know yours. No one else knows about this. I want to see your beautiful attractive face somewhere in the solitary place. But how can this be accomplished?
So, eagerness for Krishna's mercy, eagerness to see Krishna, right? That is the eagerness, samutkantha. Right? An example that come to your mind? Eagerness. Sorry? A cruel example is eagerness. Yes, Vritrasura, Ajata Paksha, Iva Mataram Khaga, right? Subsequent three stages he gives, and one more than other. Ajata Paksha, Iva Mataram Khaga, Stannam Yata, Vatsatara, right? The calf is very eager for the evening to suck milk, right? And then Priyam Priyeva, Vishatam Vishanna, right? Huh? Shalvega. Okay, Vrindavan said to see Lord Jagannath. This is the story of Shalvega. Okay, right. Huh? Prithu Maharaj? Prithu Maharaj. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right, Prithu Maharaj. Rupa Goswami is similar verse, right? Kanna Kador, Tunde Tandvani, eagerness, yeah, Rupa Goswami, eagerness to hear holy name. Prithu Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, eagerness to hear also. Right, Samutkanta. Parikshit Maharaj, although dying, was very eager to hear. Right, Parikshit Maharaj. The Yajnapatnis were very eager to see Krishna. Mahavishnu was very eager to see Krishna. He expresses that eagerness, right? Right, Mahavishnu was very eager to see Krishna. Which is also an example we studied. Right? And there is one example in Chaitanya Charitamrit where the word eager, see, one good example will be where some shloka or verse, the word eagerness come. Just like if you see this verse, right? Utkantha, acha, here is the Utkantha, eagerness, right? So the word eagerness may come, or synonym of eagerness. Right? When Prabhupada translates, Utkantha is eagerness, any other synonym, eagerness is translated. If you can get that verse, that will be like a most pertinent verse. Where the word eagerness, some translation, some word of eagerness come. So one verse which came to my mind is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praising the eagerness of that lady. The word aarti, yeah, of the lady who climbed his shoulders, right? Eagerness to see Lord Jagannath. So there if you see Prabhupada translate, the verse come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Tar aarti dekhi Prabhu kahi tela gila, et aarti Jagannath more nahi dila. Lord, when, right, aarti means eagerness, Prabhupada says. So seeing the eagerness of the lady to see Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya said, I have not got this eagerness. Right? So, so that is the eagerness, right? So many devotees express their eagerness. Many examples. No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are saying, yeah. So, Parmanand Puri? Oh, okay, yeah. The group was being delayed, you know, so he went ahead. He is giving an example of eagerness that Parmanand Puri was traveling with a group of devotees to Jagannath, but then they were being delayed and, you know, prasadam takes 3 hours, so he just left right the group and went ahead. Alone he wanted to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath. Right? So that eagerness. So developing eagerness, one... Okay. See? Yeah. Sriya Vitana Viva Sadhu Vartha. Yeah. So that's the word eagerness is quietly, clearly highlighted. Rupa Goswami has quoted that verse. Rupa Goswami has probably, no, in his Bhakti Samri Sindhu, that verse is included, I guess. No? Okay. Oh, okay, fine. This is, yeah, Sriya Vitana is a Bhagatam verse. So basically, yeah, eagerness. We are going to third part of the eagerness. First we studied this, then the scriptural reference. Now, how can we develop? We can take a step in our eagerness. We are moving to third part. How can we take a step in our eagerness? Right? In the morning, right? Morning, sometimes the devotees, they run towards putting attendance, right? Present toward the attendance register, right? So I was thinking, you know, that only if, you know, like we are anyway running up to the attendance register, you know, one day we will run up to Krishna also, a little more, you know. So eagerness to, right, when the darshan opens, we can take a few steps ahead, just like, you know, we demonstrate eagerness in any way, you know, And in the prasadam time, you know, sometime the devotees are eagerness to reach on time and, you know, get a place. When in our, at least your body, your prasadam hall was small and many devotees were residing, and people would come fast, you know. So like that, you know. So in this way, taking some example that I can also develop some eagerness to, and run out for Krishna, develop some eagerness, right? So, yeah. Yeah, the example of the devotees, aham purvam, iti sam swishyare mire, that the cowherd boyfriend would say, they would inspire each other by being eager, right? Like that. Yeah, so we'll go ahead, since we'll try to complete by 2. So what is the next? After Smutkanda, we have completed 6. Naam gane sadaruchi. We'll just recite the verse. Shantiravyartha kalatvam viraktirmana shunyata Ashabaddha samutkanta Naam gane sadaruchi Nasakti tadgunakhyane Preeti tadvasati stale Iti adhyanubhavasyur Jate bhavankure jane. Okay, so that is Naam gane sadaruchi. Nama gana sadaruchi lai Krishna naam. We'll recite the verse. Together we'll recite. Rodana bindu mardana sendani drik indivaradhya govin tav madhur swara kanti gayati nama valimbala.
O Govind, this youthful girl named Radhika is today constantly pouring forth tears like nectar falling from the flowers as she sings your holy names in a sweet voice.
Okay, so always chanting the names of the Lord. Right? Here the example of Srimati Radharani is given. She sings your name in a sweet voice. Any example from scriptures? Naam gane sadaruchi. Person. Okay, Narad Muni is always singing the holy name of the Lord. Right? Vajaye bina Radhika Ramana Naam. Right? So Narad Muni is one example. Any other example of Naam Gane Sadaruchihi? Haridas Thakur is a very striking example. We cannot forget him, right? Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, yeah, Haridas Thakur Shaghar Adbhuta Charitra Tira Naksha Naam Deho Layana Patit, right? Daily, without fail, he would chant, and that prostitute certified, he said, your chanting will never finish, right? In 3 days, you know, you are saying, I'll complete my chanting. He said, never your chanting will complete, you're always chanting the holy name of the Lord, you know, some, you know, Rana Swami describes, even a prostitute could observe that, you know, he is just addicted, right, to chanting the holy name of the Lord. Day and night he simply chants, right? So Srila Haridas Thakur is one good example. Kolveja Sridhar would chant holy name of the Lord.
Even there's one Brahman episode in the CC where
he said
that
Brahmana Rama Bhakta at Siddhavat. Right? Sai Vipra Rama Nama Nirantar Lai Rama Nama Bina Anya Vani Na Kahai.
He has habit of collecting slokas.
Collecting, and he said without Ram name, Rama Nama Sai Vipra Nirantar Lai, that is mentioned in the Madhya Leela 919, that verse. Ram Bhakta, that is good example from CC. Right? And yeah, and residents of Kulinagaram, it's mentioned that they all chant the holy names, because Haridas Thakur once did Chaturmas in the Kulinagaram. So it's mentioned Kulinagaram ira bhagya, Kulinagaram ira bhagya kahane na yaye shukar charaye doma seha Krishna gaye. He said even those who herd pigs also chant Hare Krishna in Kulinagaram. So in Kulinagaram, everyone chants holy name, no matter what he does, you know. They all chant the holy name of the Lord, because Haridas Thakur did one Chaturmas and constantly chanted. By his, you know, effect, his quality rubbed over everyone. So everyone is just continuously chants the holy name in Kulinagaram. That is special qualification is mentioned. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kulinagramira, सही मोर प्रिय अन्य जन रहो दूर. Anyone who is the resident of Kulina Gram is very dear to me. What to speak of other, you know, dog is very dear to me.
So he is
Sahasranam. He said, my mind always takes pleasure in chanting the name of Ram. He tells it, my that is connected. Okay. So, developing ruchi in Lord's name is to try to practice chanting names at maximum time, you know. Just like Bhaktivinoda Saraswati would very much appreciate, there was a gardener, he would do any humble menial service, he would just continuously chant. One can practice, you know, while doing, while walking, chanting the holy name of the Lord, you know. Wherever possible, one is doing a backup service, one can hear or chant, you know. Especially chanting the name of the Lord, that can also be practiced at doing certain services which doesn't require complete focus and attention, you know, because vessel washing, doing backup service, just giving example, at that time one can chant also. So more and more chanting will help too, actually. Then the tip to Naam Gane Sada Ruchi is to chant more and more, actually. Right? The quantity here does matter in that sense, you know. More and more one chants, the one more one develops Ruchi. Like that.
Prabhuji, I had one small question, bro. Yeah, many times quantity aspect when we stress on improving the holy name. So we see actually when we increase the quantity, our quality is compromised. Yeah. So how increasing quality is also related with quality, I wanted to
both know. When you strive to increase the quality and increase quantity also, both strive in both directions, they will help. The quantity will help to improve quality also gradually. So you are striving for both, that's the whole point. Only striving to reach quantity just for the sake of saying that I chant, that may deteriorate the quality. But with the right understanding, improving quantity will improve quality also. With the right understanding. Just we don't want to chant just for number's sake to tell or, you know, people that I chant these many rounds and all that. But striving for both, basically. Right? Striving for both. That brings ruchi in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Right? Another thing which brings ruchi in hearing and chanting is humble menial service to Vaishnavas, right? We know Bhagatam Siddhant, right? Humble menial service to Vaishnavas, whenever available, one should take it up, and that helps to develop ruchi in both chanting the holy name and hearing about Krishna. Right? That we know that verse of Bhagatam by Narad Muni, right? Where he says, what is the verse? When he says, a person, right? The if a person doesn't have ruchi, then he should serve. Mahat word is used. Mahat seva. No, not is that. Not that, not. Bhagatam, first canto verse. Shushrusho shuddha dhyanasya vasudeva katha ruchi sahan mahat sevaya vipra. Unna tirthane seva. Mahat seva. Vasudeva katha ruchi. Ruchi is word is used over there and mahat seva, right? So the ruchi and mahat seva are also very much related. Vindriya. Sevan mukhe hi jivado swayameva svurte yada. That is, they manifest, right? Fine. Okay, so what is the next Namagani Sadaruchi? Eighth is Asakti Tad Gun Akhyane. Let's recite the whole verse. Shantira Vyartha Kalatvam Viraktir Mana Shunyata Asha Bandha Samutkanta Namagane Sadaruchi Asakti Tad Gun Akhyane Preeti Stad Vasati Stale Iti Adyonu Bhava Sur Jad Bhavankure Jane. Right, so point is, you all memorize this verse, right? So we are repeating it 9 times. Okay, so asakti tad gun akhyane, that is there. Text 34. Krishna gun akhyane hai sarvada asakti. Recite the verse 35 together. Madhuram madhuram vapurasya vibhur madhuram madhuram vadanam madhuram madugandhi mridu smitam metaddaho madhuram 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 madhuram.
At this stage of bhav, a devotee has awakened the tendency to chant and describe the transcendental qualities of the Lord. He has attachment for this process. O my Lord, the transcendental body of Krishna is very sweet, and his face is even sweeter than his body. But his soft smile, which has the fragrance of honey, is sweeter still.
Okay, so if you see Krishna's body, 2 words madhuram are used, 3 for his face and 4 times madhuram is used for his smile. So 2, 3, 4 are increasing, you know, increasing. So basically, as we progress in our reading, you know, from Krishna's lotus feet to this, our asakti tad gun akhyane should increase. Actually, if you see, Parikshit Maharaj desired to hear, you know, asakti, attachment to hear about Krishna, it increases in Bhagatam. If you see, the questions before 10th canto shows his intense eagerness. There is an eagerness in his question always, but that eagerness is much more just before the 10th canto, right? That eagerness is much more in those questions. So therefore, as one progress in Krishna consciousness or in one's reading of the scriptures, right? Eagerness should, asakti, attachment basically. Eagerness to hear and chant, or asakti, right? Asakti is where a person can't do with it without it, you know, strong attachment. Right? So it's a more condensed form of eagerness, asakti. So that one should try to develop. Any example of asakti? Asakti would be addiction, actually. You know, we have reached a stage where a person has become addicted to glorify Krishna, hear his glories. Right? He has become addicted now. Huh? Hanumanji. Rukmani Devi is Shutva Gunan Bhuvana Sundar. Fine. One example. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was known as Hari Katha addict. You know, even when he was, he would daily speak at least 10 to 12 hours, glorify, you know, to the guest, to give some Katha. He had to speak Krishna Katha 10 to 12 hours. Even when he would be sick, he would speak for at least 6 hours when he was sick. Right? So he was termed as Harikatha addict. Right? So we are talking of addiction. You know, somebody who just out of addiction can't do, whether he's sick or wherever, he has to, you know, hear about Krishna and speak about Krishna glory. Right? Yeah, Prabhupada also. Right? Wherever Prabhupada would go. So there is a statement of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He would say, people have already made up their mind that they will hear and chant about anything except Krishna. And I have made up their, my mind that I will only hear and chant about Krishna, you know. And I will, because in you know, to pitch his against their will, you know, they have decided they will not hear. But I have decided I will only speak about Krishna wherever I go. So they will be forced to hear. And so there is a match or a competition, you know, between the two, he would say. Right? So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was known as Hari Katha addict. You know, although he everything, but like this quality came very prominently in him, if you see. Right? Hari Katha addiction. Asakti tad guna, huh? Sorry. Haridas Thakur, yeah, chanting. He was also addicted to chanting, you can say. Right. He gave him Naam Gane Sada Ruchi. We can give his example. Many examples.
So, Uddhav mentioned in 11th canto, from childhood he was addicted to Krishna's related things.
Okay, so the word. Yeah, he has a strong attachment, asakti, towards Krishna. So, by practice of devotional service, asakti will be cultivated. Right? Asakti in the 9 stages also, right? After ruchi, nishtha, asakti comes. Right? So in the course, right? There is the nishtha and then the ruchi and there is the asakti. Okay, so the last one is Priti tad vasati sthale, will decide. Shantir avyat kalatvam viraktir man shunyata asha bandha samutkanta nam gane sadaruchihi asakti tad gunakyane priti tad vasati sthale iti adya anubhavasyur jat bhavankure jane. Okay, so the verse is Krishna lila sthane kare sarvada vasati. We'll recite 37 also. Kadaham yamunati re namani tava kirtayan udbashpa pundarikaksha rachishya shamitandavam.
A devotee absorbed in the ecstatic emotion for Krishna always resides in a place where Krishna's pastime were performed. O Lord Pundarikaksha, while chanting your holy name with tears in my eyes, when shall I dance in ecstasy on the bank of Yamuna?
Okay, so here this verse is this verse can also be quoted for ruchi of holy name, but specially because he wants to chant the holy name on Yamuna Tire, so therefore this verse is quoted in Bhakti Sambhar Sindhu in this context of Priti Tad Vasati Sthale. Right? Yeah, so the desire or affection, you know, there is some. He has strong inclination, Priti, right, to reside in a holy place. Right? So, there are many devotees who have such strong inclination to reside in holy dhams, right? There are many devotees who don't often leave the holy dham. There are others who take up the vow of always residing in the holy dham. It's not easy actually. Fine, we understand that preaching Krishna consciousness is the higher principle, but actually even those devotees who take a vow, just like I know Ramesh Baba, you know, he has taken up a vow never to leave the holy dham. It's not an easy thing. You know, that also you have to appreciate that they have a priti toward Tad Vasati Sthale, right? Because he had told, even if I am dying, don't take me to the hospital outside of Vraj. Whichever hospital is within the Vraj, you take me there only. Right? He is very clearly instructed. His, some devotees were in Barsana who were sharing actually. Right? So like that. So there are many others. So it's not an easy vow, you know, we may say, you know, that is higher, but it's not easy to practice that. Right? Because there may be so many inclination, temptations to go out of the dham, you know, just to be living in the dham, just only the dham, right? It's not easy vow. So it requires really priti, tad vasati sthale. Right? So, like that. Right? And Prabhupada says, for us, to always reside in a holy place, right? Prabhupada says temple is also holy dham, right? Then the example come to mind, Gaurakishwara Das Babaji Maharaj instructed Bhaktivinoda Thakur that do not reside in the place of Kali. You should never reside in the place of Kali. That means city, Mayanagari, and he spent most of his time in Calcutta later, in the later half. So then some devotees said, you didn't follow the instruction of spiritual master. He said, he would say, Gaudiyamat is Vaikuntha. You know, that higher principle, that living in a place. So we know, what is the temple basically where there is always a glorification of Krishna going on. Right? So wherever, so devotee should desire to stay in a place where there is always Krishna is being glorified. Right? Where Krishna is always glorified. Again and again, basically, even if a person is hiding outside, he should try to come again and again, right, to a place, because there is a importance of place also. Right? Now that most of the devotees sometimes feel it's okay, you know, to hear on internet always, but you are missing Priti Tad Vasati Sthale. Hearing and chanting about Krishna in a place which is his abode is much, much more effective actually. Right? So this part is missing in that sense, you know. So one should try to spend a lot of time in the abode of the Lord. That's a different, you know, that's your cultivation of Krishna consciousness takes another level, right? Because that place is very potent, right? Priti tad vasati sthale. We see so many dhamvasis, you know, they naturally, even those who are not ISKCON devotees or so in dham, there are many devotees, just by their residing in dham, they naturally chant the holy name of the Lord, and so many times. Right? We see that in the dham. That's the effect of the dham. Right? And so many acharyas have said, Kaliya received Krishna's mercy because of residing in the dham. You know? Yeah, so some acharyas have commented. He said, they said, look, what is his qualification? What is his qualification? Why Kaliya received such a great favor? Right? One was he was connected to the devotees. Another point that comes is that because residing in the holy dham, some or the other, you know, like that. So affection to reside in a holy place, one should cultivate in that way. Huh? Sorry? Yeah. That is for those, you know, those who have not those who are still may have offensive, materialistic person should not go and stay more than 3 days. Devotee should always stay in the holy dham. It's Lord's abode, is our own house that way. Right? But in general, materialistic people are advised. So scripture advice, because they will, we see often, you know, just like some people just comment, you know, so dirty, they commit so many offenses in the dham, you know. So therefore, instead of benefit, they may be harmed, you know, better just come for 3 days. Stay in a good hotel, you know. So and be guided by somebody. In fact, you know, so many people do that. But otherwise, a devotee should always stay, you know, in the holy place, in the sense, the broader sense, wherever there is a, always there is the glorification of Krishna going on. That place becomes the holy place, right? Like that. So in this way, these 9 important aspects are there which one should cultivate, and if one is cultivating, then one can develop. And if you see, these 9 things are also mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in that bhajan, Shuddha Bhakat Charan Renu, Bhajan Anukula. So, in that thing, see, he said, I want to go to the holy dham in the association of devotees, right? So, many things, if you see, he desires to perform, right, which are very anukul, right. So now, so therefore, this 9 are, cultivation of this 9 is also very anukul, right. Cultivation of this 9 is very anukul to the performance of devotional service, and if one is doing that, then surely he will very soon can come to the stage of bhav, right. So we can study in that way, right. So, some people commonly say, hey, jada bhav nahi khane ka. But here actually we should try to develop as much bhav, in the sense of we should not waste our time here and there, right? So, thoda jada bhav khana chahiye in the practice of these 9 things, you know. So, right? Or we should cultivate that, you know. Saying that we should try to more be practicing composure in a very difficult circumstance, be very conscious of time and not trying to waste any time in trying to adjust material circumstances, and virakti, practice detachment at least at certain times of the day in our context, then not expecting man shunyata. And if anyone criticizes, we should take it in a very good spirit, right? Man shunyata, and go out and try to connect new people. One has to practice this man shunyata. Then asha band, a strong hope in the mercy of Krishna, especially in the promise of Prabhupada, and continuing in that asha band. Then samutkantha, always trying to be eager, you know, or act eagerly, right? Even when we act eagerly, surely that eagerness will come, right? Samutkantha. And naam gane sada ruchihi, trying to chant the holy name of the Lord in association of devotees, even while doing our some ordinary activities. And asakti tad gun akhyane, in this way cultivating attachment to hearing about Krishna. And again endeavoring to reside in a place where Krishna is always glorified, that is his dham. And in this way, then by doing that, we can also do the anubhav of this bhav, basically, right? So the one can experience then the symptoms of the bhav, basically, right? One can experience Krishna's reciprocation within the heart. When one cultivates, then the anubhav of that bhav can take place. Like that. Okay, Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki, Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit Ki, Jai Shri La Prabhupada Ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you. We went quite ahead of time today.